Liveline on RTE Radio 1 with Kia. Full EV or plug-in hybrid? Go electric with Kia. For more, log on to kia.com.
Talk to Joe on 1850 715 815.
On the phone line is Marco Vukak, who contacted us. His partner, Vinicius da Silva, arrived from Brazil yesterday at Dublin Airport. He was due to start an English language course in Babel Academy for English, 6 months, the beginning this month. They are online at the moment. They hope to be open in or before August. So, Marco, Vinicius arrived at the airport and was he arrested or just detained?
Oh, we didn't first get any information. Mm-hmm. So after that, I received a call from him in the 9:20 afternoon p.m. and he said that he's put in the jail, but at least it looks for him as a jail. So it was a small room with just a bed and the hall. Mm-hmm. And he's a claustrophobic, so he couldn't breathe. And he asked them to transfer him somewhere, but they couldn't because they didn't have any alternative.
Yeah.
So he was struggling there whole night, and then today they just put him in the plane and then sent him to the London without any return ticket to Brazil.
And he's in the air now. He's gone back.
Yeah, and he arrived in 4:20 p.m. yesterday, and he didn't get any food until about 10 p.m. And the problem was that nobody even called the school or me or anybody to ask any questions. And after everything, I found out also that they took his phone and go through all of his mails, pictures, everything, which I don't know if it's legal even. And they say that everything is fine and return the phone to him. And then they just keep him in the jail over the night and send him
and
back.
Did, the fact that he was coming to do a course in the Babel School of English, did that not help him?
No. Even the principal called the immigration today in the morning because yesterday nobody was working anymore. And the guys just say, there is no reason for him to stay in Ireland. And the principal said, but we have activities, not just the school, that the students meet and everything. And he paid and he arrived, and et cetera. And they say, no, it's not important for him to stay. And he said, I was talking before he fly back now to London to him. And he said, there are people arriving from UK and they're saying, I'm going to visit a friend. And immigration just say, it's okay because it's inside of European Union.
But who advised Vinicius to travel? There's advice, and not just in Ireland, other countries, not to come here during the pandemic.
Yeah, I know that can be an issue, and he didn't know any restrictions regarding that because it's a longer period of study, and the school issues all the documents. Not just the school, he had medical insurance, and insurance for this all part. He filled the form online for entering of the immigration form for entering the country. Everything was done improper. Nobody tell him anything. He arrived in the Heathrow and in England without having hotel or anything to stay. They gave him a visitor visa until the 15th of July.
And did you get to talk to your boyfriend before he was put back on the plane?
This morning, 2 or 3 hours ago, I was able to speak with him. Because he got the mobile phone back from the police.
Okay, and how was he leaving?
Oh, he was scared, and he said that he was super tired, and he doesn't know what will happen now, because now he will arrive in England, he doesn't have any papers to stay there, and he's afraid that they will put him in detention there also.
Okay, well, we'll try and contact him, find out what he'll do next. He's flying to London first. Okay, Marco Vukak, thanks indeed, Marco.